Years ago, before the farm fields were cleared in the area, there was a story about a giant woodchuck. All the old folks would call him Skippy B. One day Skippy B's gonna come back, they said. One day he'll be here to tell us all what he really wants to say, because the old ones knew that he could speak, but he never had anything interesting to say, so Skippy B just took off one day and he's never been seen since. The story starts with a little boy named Skipper. Skippy B was named after him to begin with, so he walked off into the woods one day feeling bad because he had eaten all of his broccoli, and he knew he shouldn't. So as his stomach began to swell and make noises, he cruised off and said, "I'm gonna be alone for a while." It was that same day that the rains came. The autumn skies blew cold and terrible. Cold and terrible. As the boy laying there churning, riddling with pain, Skippy B appeared right before him. Huge! The boy was scared at first, but realized the gentleness in his eyes and needed dental work. A lot of dental work. Caps, crowns, all kinds of things. He was hoping one day that they too would have insurance. They too would have a 401k, maybe a 401b. Social Security will be over then. So as his thoughts came back, he woke up and found himself laying in his own bed, and the whole thing about Skippy B was not really true. He had only dreamed it, but from that day forward, he never wore boxer shorts again.
"Get some ink," he said. "Get some ink. Get a tattoo of the road one on your arm. It'll make you feel better."
It's Carnival Man. Carnival Man. In the distance, I can see evil, ominous crowds rolling up. Crouch monsters of every available caution. Skippy B was there too, hordes of his army overheeled. And he said, "I am legion, for I am many."
Get your hydraulic unit, Sears?
He used to wear his pant leg rolled up. One pant leg, you know, like they did in the 70s in school, you know?
Perfectly creased.
Skippy B, they called him. Me and Skippy B used to cut gym class and go smoke cigarettes out by the fence in the back.
It was a perfect spot. If you held real still and was kind of sideways, nobody could see you from the main building, or let alone the office. It worked well.
The teacher found out and came over. We thought she was gonna screw us. And she did.
She did. And then we all had another cigarette. They always taste better right after you've, you know, had it. Skippy B. Everybody thought about him a lot. He was on everybody's mind. Skippy B. That's with one S.
Skippy B, Skippy B. Skippy B. We'll be right back.
won't you take me home? Skippy B, don't leave me all alone. The lid fell off the trash can as we ran down the highway. Thinking, somebody else can pick that up. Frankie grabbed my arm and spun me around. As I looked across the field, I go, hey man, is that your old man's car?
We had felt cheap at the time when John first joined the group. Back in the old days, tea and crumpets were just something to be left in the other room for Skippy B. I loved them. It's the girls we love, he said.
Never any waiting here at Skippy B's. It's a supermarket that's made for you. Every aisle has every single thing like the other aisle. It doesn't matter where you go, you can find it here at Skippy B's. Tax deductible. Sailing here at Skippy B's, it's a wonderful time. As shiny as a brand new, newly born tadpole, one of the big fat ones. His little O-ring mouth glistening in the sun. I said to myself, Skippy B would be fun.
Skippy B.
Skippy B.
Skippy B. He is me. He is thee. He is thee.
Skippy B.
Everywhere you see.
Time to freeze. ta, ta ta, ta ta.
Well, it's been fun improvising with everybody today, in front of the whole world. The housewives of Farmbrook, Farmington.
Let's not forget Skippy.